Introduction. In December of 2002, a local newspaper in Phoenix, Arizona, ran an article on my book, Rich Dad's Prophecy, which had just been released in October of the same year. I was surprised to find the article fair and balanced. The reason I was surprised is because many financial journalists did not have many nice things to say about it. Although it was a fair and balanced article, the journalist closed with one offhand remark that disturbed me. What disturbed me was his comment about my 39% return on my last investment. I felt his comment insinuated that I was either lying or exaggerating about my returns. Now, most of us dislike people who brag or exaggerate. I know I don't care for such people. My problem with his remark was that I was not bragging or exaggerating. In fact, I was doing exactly the opposite. I was actually understating my return. In other words, my return was just not a paper return. My cash-on-cash return was measured in real money in my pocket, and the return was much higher than 39%. I allowed his comment to bother me for several days. Finally, I called and asked for an appointment so I could set the record straight. I told him that I did not expect him to write anything more about me or publish a retraction. All I asked was that I go to his office with my accountant, show him my records, and explain how the 39% was achieved. His reply was cordial, and we set an appointment. After my accountant and I explained to him how the 39% was achieved and why it was actually understated, his only comment was, "Well, the average investor cannot do what you do." My reply to that comment was, "I never said they could." He then said, "What you do is too risky." My response to that statement was, "In the last few years, millions of investors have lost trillions of dollars, much of it from stocks and mutual funds, which you recommend. Many people who lost money investing for the long term in mutual funds will never be able to retire. Isn't that risky?" "Well, that was because there was a lot of corporate corruption," he replied defensively. "That is partially true. But how much of the losses are due to bad advice? Advice from financial planners, stockbrokers, and financial journalists? If investing for the long term in mutual funds is such a great idea, why did so many people lose so much money?" "I stand by my advice," was his reply. "I still say that investing for the long term and diversifying in a portfolio of mutual funds is the best plan for the average investor." "I agree," I replied. "Your advice is the best advice for the average investor, but not for me." Frequently Asked Questions. After the meeting with the journalist, I decided to record this audiobook. I decided it was time to explain Rich Dad's formula for turning a small investment into an ultra-high return. This audiobook would also offer me an opportunity to answer some frequently asked questions, questions I often avoid answering, questions such as, 1. I have $10,000. What should I invest it in? 2. What type of investment do you recommend? 3. How do I get started? The main reason I have hesitated answering such questions is because the truthful answer is, it depends on you. What I would do often is different from what you should do. Another reason I hesitate answering such questions is because when I have answered such questions, explaining to people exactly what I do and how I achieve high returns with less money and less risk, their responses are often, 1. You can't do that here. 2. I can't afford it. 3. Isn't there an easier way? Why so many people lose? In my opinion, one of the reasons millions of people lost trillions of dollars between the years 2000 and 2003 is because they were looking for easy answers as to where to invest their money. And there were many people ready to supply the easy answers. Easy answers such as, 1. Save money. 2. Invest for the long term and diversify. 3. Cut up your credit cards and get out of debt. This audio is not for people who want easy answers. If you like the overly simplified financial answers most people are willing to accept, then this audiobook is probably not for you. My answers may seem too hard or too difficult for most people. This audio is for those who want to take more control over their money and make a lot more money with their money. If this is of interest to you, then please listen on.